Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Our music guy, Andy Langer from Esquire Magazine, will give us the lowdown on Shaolin, Wu-Tang Clan.
That's right.
The latest from them. But first,
out to Staten Island.
Let's hear about today's top stories from our Corva Coleman. That was English, I promise.
This is NPR.
Hello again, everyone. The National Weather Service has put at least five Midwest states under winter storm warnings. Ice is thickly layered over the region, including on power lines. It's estimated 500,000 people across several states lack electricity. Winston Barton, a spokesman for the Federal Emergency Management Agency, says Oklahoma has gotten particularly walloped.
You drive up down most any streets, and the trees are just like split down the middle, you know, all over Oklahoma City. And probably at least a third of the homes in Oklahoma City are without power.
Oklahoma is under a state of emergency, as are Kansas and Missouri. Weather forecasters say Trump's rather subtropical storm Olga has lost a little strength as it rolls by Puerto Rico. So far, top sustained winds are 40 miles per hour, but the National Hurricane Center warns Olga will produce extremely heavy rain that could trigger mudslides in Haiti and in the Dominican Republic. The storm's timing is a little unusual. The official hurricane season ended November 30th, but forecasters say in recent years, some named storms have formed in December. There have now been 15 named storms in the 2007 season, six of which have been hurricanes. The man who could be Russia's next president says the current Russian president should stay in political power. Dmitry Medvedev says President Vladimir Putin should stay on in government as the country's next prime minister. Just yesterday, Putin threw his weight behind Medvedev and as the favored candidate to win Russia's next presidential election that's set for March. Putin is legally barred from running for a third term in office, but Medvedev says he plans to continue Putin's programs should he win election. Lebanon Speaker of Parliament says there won't be a presidential election until at least next Monday. This vote has been delayed for the eighth time in a row. Rival Lebanese leaders have been arguing over the country's next leader. They did agree on a compromise presidential candidate, General Michel Suleiman. Lebanon has not had a president since November 24th, when laws required pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud to step down. The problem is, Lebanon's constitution bars an army chief from holding that job. Yesterday, North Korea decided to open its doors to foreign musical influences. Now it's opening its borders to South Korean freight trains. North and South Korea have started up regular freight service across their heavily armed border, the first time this has happened in about 50 years. Just yesterday, the New York Philharmonic announced North Korea's cultural ministry has invited the musicians to play next February in Pyongyang. And MTV is facing some labor trouble. Scores of workers walked off the job yesterday, saying parent company Viacom is not giving them sufficient benefits for their job. They're demanding Viacom officials change the plan to cut health and dental benefits for freelance workers at the start of the year. Some of the freelancers work for the cable channel full-time. MTV Network says benefits for full-time permanent workers have also been changed. Remember, the news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Oh, I
know some of those.
I know
people,
some people who are hot under the collar at MTV.
Ooh, boy.
The chant was "No pills, no hills." Don't give us our health insurance. No hills for you.
Oh boy.
We shall see what happens. Thanks, Corva.
You bet.